The word today is rest. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. Jesus knows the burdens we carry in our hearts, the tiredness of struggling with sin, the fatigue of helping someone else succeed, the weariness of finding little joy. But to those who are struggling, Jesus says, "Come to me and find rest for your soul." Here to encourage us with this promise is Pastor Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Rest.
Have there been times in your life that you've been completely worn out, utterly tired, so much so that you almost begin to despair of the future? You wonder if you'll have the energy to keep on going? Well, there is a beautiful invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, and it reads like this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We're going to spend some time thinking about that rest that Jesus offers. We know we all get tired physically. In fact, I had a great example of that a few weeks ago when my wife Connie and I and our boys went up to Canada to visit relatives there, because my wife is Canadian. And we had a game with my nephews and my niece of football. I was selected to guard my young, vibrant nephew, Stephen. Very good athlete and very quick. So here I'm trying to guard him, and every time I tried to reach out and touch him with two hands, as it was two-hand touch football, the moment I was closing in and ready to get him, suddenly he would be off, and with one step he would shoot away from me, and I could never catch him. Right then, I knew I'm in my mid-40s, and he's about 20, and I was getting old. The thought of your mortality and your age starts entering your mind. I remember when I was fast. Now I'm just old and fat. Rest is what I really wanted after that game. And I did get some physical rest. In fact, God made us to need rest. In Genesis, where God creates the earth, he even goes by this principle himself. Even though he didn't have to physically, he sets the agenda. He sets the pattern for us. And after he creates the world in 6 days, he steps back. And not because he was tired, but because he wanted to bask in the glory and the beauty of his creation. And it sets a pattern for us. God wants us to be able to Sabbath, as the Hebrew word says, to rest. With my wife Connie, as we drive up to Canada, we usually listen to sets of CDs or CD collections on audiobook. And this is delightful. We've gotten to hear some very interesting books. And this time we heard stories of the Old West, the expansion from the East Coast in the United States to the West Coast, and the era of the cowboys and the Texas Rangers, the individuals who settled the West. Well, one of the parts of that story is about the Oregon Trail. This was a path that was used by people traveling from the middle of the United States to the West Coast. And it was about 2,000 miles long, and it was extremely difficult, as, of course, it not only went over long distance, but over the Rocky Mountains, which were very, very difficult to get over. Well, the people in about the 1800s, from about 1840 through 1870, thousands and thousands of individuals traveled the Oregon Trail. In fact, it's estimated that over 10,000 people died trying to make that journey. That would mean that more than one person died every quarter mile. An equivalent in the metric system would be more than two people, just over two people dying every kilometer. Just a very difficult path. It would take 5 or 6 months to travel that distance with a wagon. And if you can imagine, some people were so desperate to get out west that they sometimes pulled a cart or pushed a wheelbarrow with their belongings in it for 2,000 miles and over mountains. It's hard to imagine. Why would people do this? What would motivate people to work so hard? Well, in a sense, they were looking for an easier life. They were trying to get a better life for themselves. In the 1800s on the west coast of America, there was a gold rush, and people wanted to get rich. And so this would force them to give up all their possessions and travel great distances on the hope that they could become wealthy. Another reason was they wanted security and they wanted their own land. And the United States opened up large tracts of land that they subdivided, and then they allowed the people to move in, and they could have 160 acres for themselves if they would build a home and stay at least 5 years. And because of reasons like this, people were rushing out west. They were driven to find that better life and that life of rest and ease that they wanted. Well, many of them didn't find that life of ease and rest, but that's not what the Bible offers anyway. Jesus, when he says, "Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," he doesn't mean that he's going to give us necessarily great wealth, and he doesn't mean necessarily that we'll be property owners. What he really wants to give us is spiritual peace. He wants to give us the restful spirit that comes with knowing him and knowing our eternal security. He may bless us with other things, but be assured of this. Being a Christian does not guarantee that you will be rich or wealthy, and God has not promised that to us. So we need to be aware of that. And what is this about Jesus when he says, "Take my yoke upon you"? You know, that took me back to that story of the West and the ox carts that were pulling the people over the mountains. They could travel 3 miles a day if it was a good day. It would take so long for them to get anywhere. Tremendous amount of effort that was used. Well, when Jesus is talking about the yoke, he means work. He means the burden of being connected to him, to being partnered with him. By one particular thought I have as an aside is that Christians are not to be unequally yoked. That's one of the admonitions that's given in 2 Corinthians by the Apostle Paul. We're not to join in alignments like marriage with unbelievers. We want to be able to pull together, to work together. Now, that's not to prevent a Christian from bringing a potential spouse to Christ. That certainly is acceptable. But we have to watch that if we're joining in teamwork, that we work with our fellow believers. And this yoke that Jesus talks about, what does it mean to take Jesus' yoke upon yourself? Well, one of the things is that we bear Christ's name, and that means sometimes the scorn or the derision of others. We also take the burden of discipleship, being a student of Jesus, being serious about studying and practicing our faith, even when it's inconvenient. We take the burden of testimony, that we feel the Holy Spirit wants us to speak about our Lord Jesus. And that's not always comfortable, but we feel that yoke, that responsibility to work at it, to do that. That's all part of bearing Christ's yoke. What's beautiful about this is that Jesus says that he is humble in heart, that he is gentle. So when he invites you to take this burden of discipleship upon yourself, to being a follower of Jesus and to be connected to him, he is not going to be a slave driver. He is going to be a slave deliverer. And that's very important because Christ seeks to take our burdens, not to keep dumping more burdens on us. The book of Hebrews is just beautiful, and it explains the greatest burden that Jesus has removed from us. It says in Hebrews chapter 2, since the children, that is the humans, since the children have flesh and blood, he too, that is Christ, shared in their humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Indeed, Jesus decided to take the yoke of humanity, to take that diminishment from being divine, God, unfettered, unencumbered by the limitations of humanity. He decided to take human flesh upon himself so that he could carry our burdens. So you see the invitation. It is that we hook up with Jesus, that we become followers of his and take the burden of being a disciple. In turn, he will carry for us the burden that we cannot carry. The weight of death is crushing, and we feel it all around us. But that is why we've been baptized into Jesus' name, is as the scriptures say, if we have died with him, we will rise with him. This is what gives peace to the human heart. This is what gives rest to the soul that Jesus is talking about. Then we understand what he means when he says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. The world may pressure us. The world may throw its burdens on us, but Christ is there to help us shoulder it and ultimately to carry the heaviest burden that we will ever face, which is our own mortality. Now you start to understand the beauty of Jesus' statement when he says, "Come to me and I will carry you."
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Faith. When properly centered in Christ, faith is trustworthy and genuine. This booklet talks about the kind of faith needed to believe in and to serve God, the faith that transforms lives and makes heroes out of ordinary people. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.